This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the new labor reforms by the government reflect the commitment to a future-ready economy, simplifying compliance, empowering women workers, and strengthening the country's position in a global value chain. Sharing an article by the Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia, Mr. Modi asserted that the world acknowledges India's rise as a trusted global partner. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju met Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobgay today at Bhutan. In a social media post, the minister said their discussion reflects the depth of India-Bhutan friendship and the values both countries uphold. Mr. Rijiju said Bhutan's reverence for the holy Buddha relics continue to inspire harmony and connection between the people of the two countries. The minister reached Bhutan earlier in the day. He is leading a delegation for the return of sacred relics of Lord Buddha, which was brought to the Himalayan nation for public exposition. Yak Churpi of Arunachal Pradesh has received its geographical indication registration. The Yak Churpi is a naturally fermented yak milk product made from yak reared in West Kameng and Tawang districts. A group of scientists have discovered a new species, Hoya Dau diensis, and recorded Hoya Yang Jian genesis for the first time in India, along with the first state record of Hoya Nam Mullaria from Vijoynagar in Changlang district. In a social media post today, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated the research team of Society for Education and Environmental Development, Botanical Survey of India and Botanic Research Singapore for their excellent collaborative work on a remarkable botanical breakthrough. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak has extended his greetings to the citizens, especially to Nokte community, on the joyous occasion of Chalo Loku. He wished that the festival would continue to spread a spirit of peace, harmony and brotherhood across the state. The election observer for Panchayati Raj elections 2025 for Papumpare district, Mige Kamki, reviewed the election preparedness for rural Papumpare in a meeting held at DC Conference Hall in Itanagar today. During the review, Kamki stressed on clear knowledge of the jurisdiction and boundaries between rural Papumpare, Itanagar capital region to ensure smooth execution of election-related duties. He also advised all departments to keep expenditures under control. The observer visited the returning officers and witnessed the nomination process, which concluded today across rural Papumpare. Election observer Lower Siang Kanki Darang, along with other officers, conducted an inspection today across vital administrative and polling locations at Nari. They held an interactive session with returning officers and assistant returning officers of Jila Parishad constituencies and the Ramle Bango area. Darang emphasized on transparency, neutrality and smooth conduct of Panchayat election 2025 as top priorities for the district administration. He instructed officers to ensure all polling stations are fully prepared. They later visited Government High Secondary School in Nari and Government Upper Primary School in Lumpu. Justice Suryakant today took oath as 53rd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office of Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office yesterday. The National Commission for Women has rolled out a 24/7 short helpline number, 14490, to ensure quicker and more accessible support for women in distress across the country. The new helpline number strengthens NCW's ongoing efforts to provide immediate help to women facing violence, harassment, and any other forms of distress. The third edition of Arunachal Rang Mahotsav has begun yesterday at DK Convention Hall in Itanagar. The Mahotsav was jointly inaugurated by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chona May, Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona, and actor come festival ambassador ARM Adil Hussein. About 11 international productions, 6 celebrity-led performances, 9 indigenous plays, and 3 plays for School of Drama will be showcased in 14-day Mahotsav, which will conclude on 6th of next month. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.